Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, May 11th, 2019. Great racing around the country, and as always, this podcast and the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, sponsored by AmWager.com, AmWager.com, a great legal online betting site. If you haven't checked it out, legal in many states. Go to AmWager.com, check out what tracks they cover, the perks, the benefits, and sign up today, AmWager.com, where you can also get the written version of the Key Races and Bet blog. Go to AmWager.com, click on Handicapping and Ellis Starr's blog. We're going to start with Race 8 at Woodbine on Saturday, May 11th, the Belaid Stakes, post time 4:59 Eastern. And we're going to start with Blurricane, who appears set to post an upset. In this race, she won in 2017 off the same long layoff since the previous year she's coming back from today. Blurricane didn't run this race last year, but fired nicely off the bench, nevertheless finishing second following 6 months off last June. She's put in two very sharp 4-furlong workouts coming into the race, and trainer Drexler has a great win rate, nearly 25%, with horses coming back from layoffs over the past 5 years. There really are no knocks on this hard-knocking mare, who's been first or second in 20 of 33 career races on the Woodbine main track. So opening at 20-1, we should consider her very strongly. That's Blurricane. Summer Sunday opens at 6-1. Those odds may hold up, even though she's won 4 of 6 starts, including a perfect 4-for-4 record at Woodbine on the all-weather track. The reason she may be a bit ignored in the wagering compared to others is Summer Sunday finished 6th of 6, beating 14 lengths in her comeback from a year on the bench last month. However, that was on conventional dirt, and trainer Simon has done this before. He has a 4-for-8 record with horses at Woodbine in the past few years, making their second start off layoffs, with two of those having run just as poorly on conventional dirt at Keeneland prior to winning, just like this filly. Apparently, he uses conventional dirt as a prep to get his horses fit to win. Since that effort, Summer Sunday has put in two exceptional workouts at Woodbine, and with a jockey change to Hernandez, who was up for her win in the Fury Stakes over the track a year ago, Summer Sunday is another who has every right to win at more than square odds, opening at 6-1. Scotty's Model, who won this race last year, makes her second start of the year. Last year, she ran in March on dirt at Oaklawn, then missed by a half length in the Grade 3 Whimsical Stakes at Woodbine before dropping in class to this restricted stakes level and winning the Belaid. This year, she finished 9th in the Grade 3 Honey Fox at Gulfstream, so even though she's taken the same drop, her effort coming into the race isn't nearly as good. Just the same, McKnight is winning at better than a 33% clip as usual, and the mare's best effort might be good enough to win. Without a doubt, hope it's a 20-1. And Zestina, hope it's a 9-2, are two more contenders to consider for exact wagers, even though I think they're a cut below the top two. Silent Sonnet, hope it's a 2-1 favorite, appears vulnerable. She's won 5 of 13 in 2017 and 2018, but hasn't shown the same spirit in 3 races this year. As exact a strategy, we shouldn't play the 2 favorites anyway. Silent Sonnet and Scotty's Model, we should split them. But because the top 2 choices open at decent odds of 10-1 and 6-1, those are Summer Sunday and Blurricane, then we will play Silent Sonnet with them, but not with anybody else. In the Belaid Stakes, Race 8 at Woodbine, post 4:59 Eastern, win bets on Blurricane and Summer Sunday at 7-2 or higher. When making multiple win bets, always try and use a dutching tool that helps you allocate the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win to help you maximize your profit. There's a free dutching tool at AmWager, among many other great features. For the exacta, we'll play Blurricane, Summer Sunday, and Scotty's Model over Blurricane, Summer Sunday, Scotty's Model, Without a Doubt, and Zestina. And we should turn it around as well. Blurricane, Summer Sunday, Scotty's Model, Without a Doubt, and Zestina over Blurricane, Summer Sunday, and Scotty's Model. This way, if Blurricane, Summer Sunday, and Scotty's Model, if any two of those three run 1-2, you have it twice. Also, we're going to box Silent Sonnet and Blurricane, and we're going to box Silent Sonnet and Summer Sunday, just in case, because those are good prices. Moving down to Gulfstream for the Big Drama Stakes, Race 10, on Saturday, May 11th, post 5:34. Front-loaded, returned to the races last month following 6 months off and won like a good thing in a classified allowance race over the track at 6 furlongs. He's won at the 1-turn mile trip at Gulfstream and the 7-furlong trip, so stretching out a furlong is of no consequence. He should improve nicely, second off a layoff and second since joining the barn of Ralph Nix. Knicks is winning 25%. Zayas rides back. There's a hot pace to set up his late kick, courtesy of Croy and Royal Squeeze, maybe pressed by Sarasota County. So front-loaded can win his second in a row and can post the upset, opening at 10-1. Garter and Ty has run big in his last 5 one-turn races, including a nose loss last month. He's a 3-year-old facing older for the first time, and it may be a bit early in the year to take on Elders, but he's really talented and could easily add to his 5-for-10 first or second record in his career to date. Royal Squeeze could get into a battle, as I discussed earlier, with Croy and possibly Sarasota County, but he's coming off the 2 best efforts of his life, both following the claim by Doblas. The last was a 5-length win at the distance with Camacho up for the first time, and Camacho rides back. On occasion, Royal Squeeze has relaxed a bit early, so if Camacho lets Croy go but sits close, he could go by and make the lead, perhaps holding off the closers, front-loaded and Garter and Tie. Another potential for the pace battle is Driven by Thunder, who returns to the main track after a pair of turf races. Driven by Thunder proved only to be a need-lead type last winter and spring, 2018. But 2 races back on April 6th, with Barrios in the saddle, who rides him today, Driven by Thunder rallied from 4th at 3 back. Considering he opens at 21, I'd hate not to use him on exacta tickets, just in case he gets a stalking position as well and gets in the picture. One horse I am leaving out entirely is Mr. Jordan, who, in spite of having won 10 times in his career and $800,000, is just 1-for-20 on the main track at Gulfstream, and his last 3 races were abysmal. In the Big Drama Stakes, race 10 at Gulfstream on Saturday, May 11th, post 534. Definitely win bet on front-loaded, 3-to-1 or more. Although it's unlikely Garter and Ty will go to post 3-to-1 or higher, he can be bet to win as well. For a smaller amount than front-loaded, Royal Squeeze at 4-to-1 or better is also worth playing. For the exacta, front-loaded, Garter and Tie and Royal Squeeze over. Front-loaded, Garter and Tie, Royal Squeeze, Sarasota County, Driven by Thunder and Croy. And then play the opposite, just like we did in the other race. We're going to play front-loaded, Garter and Tie and Royal Squeeze, Sarasota County, Driven by Thunder and Croy over. Front-loaded, Garter and Tie and Royal Squeeze. And that way, again, if front-loaded, Garter and Tie and Royal Squeeze come in 1-2, you get it twice. You can play that for a buck. Got to make the win bets first and then the exacta. Moving on to Belmont. 2 great races here with a shot. 1, some people might not think is a great race because of the short field, and that is the Run Happy Stakes, race 9 at Belmont, post 5:51 Eastern on Saturday, May 11th. And Bon Raison, who opens at 8-1, has as much chance to win, in my opinion, as lower odds horses like Skyler's Scramjet at 2-1 and Recruiting Ready at 8-5. Bon Raison gets a good outside post in a 6-horse field, just like he got 3 back on March 30th in the Peeping Tom Stakes at Aqueduct, a race in which he sat 3rd early, 6 lengths back before launching a bold bid, drawing off by 4 lengths. He's won 7 of 18 on dirt, and I like the jockey chance to Rosario, who hasn't ridden him since October, when over the track, he got the horse to rally from 4th to draw off late, just like he might do today. Killy Begg's captain is another contender. He's never missed the board in 10 races. 5 wins and 4 runner-up finishes. He won his 2019 debut in Little Stakes at Tampa, then missed by a half length of Flameway in Leather Stakes, a race from which the 3rd finisher came back to win the Grade 3 Ben Ali Stakes at Keeneland. Castellano gets on, and another very competitive effort could be forthcoming. Of the 2 favorites, Recruiting Ready and Skyler Scramjet, Recruiting Ready is the one I think can win, but his starting 8-5 odds are too low to consider for a win bet. Skyler Scramjet can finish 2nd, but as happened last year when he ended up 2nd in the same race, he's a little too susceptible to being passed in the last 8th for my taste. Recruiting Ready had traffic trouble in the Commonwealth last month that cost him tactical position, and he can win, but he's no standout. In the Unhappy Stakes, race 9 at Belmont, 5:51 Eastern on Saturday, May 11th, Bon Raison, a key bet. That's why this is called the Key Races Mets Blog, a key bet to win at 2-1 or more. For a smaller amount, roughly half to 2/3 what you bet on Bon Raison, Killy Begg's captain, is worth wagering at 5-2 or better. For the exactas, we're splitting the favorite. 2 exacta boxes to do that here. Capitalize on the prices. Exacta box 1, Bon Raison, Killy Begg's captain and Recruiting Ready. Exacta box 2, Bon Raison, Killy Begg's captain and Skyler's Scramjet. And now we can play some doubles to the Man O' War, which will be the next race we'll talk about in a minute. The doubles are going to be Bon Raison, Killy Begg's captain, Recruiting Ready, and Skyler's Scramjet in race 10 with Zulu Alpha, Arklow, Focus Group, and Epical in race 11. Moving on to race 10, a really good race, the Man O' War Stakes. Race 10 at Belmont, post 6:24 on Saturday, May 11th. And Epical appears to be a lone front runner in this 11 furlong turf race, in which he fits on all counts. It's a grade one. He just won the grade two San Luis race stakes at Santa Anita wire to wire. He won in November and December in the same manner. So although he was just 1-for-7 before his first of those two wins on 11-15, he's 3-for-4 since and on a tear. He's an improving four-year-old. He may not have run his best race. He can control the tempo here, and he opens at 10-1. Even if that scenario doesn't play out, I'm not concerned, because Epical has shown he can relax early and finish well, as when second in the San Marcos Stakes at 10 furlongs right before the San Luis Rey. Arklow's last race can be ignored, as he lost a jockey at the start. There's some reason to believe he wasn't completely prepared, and as a horse with a 5-for-12 record on grass, ignoring the last race, including two big races at 12 furlongs last year, he must be respected in this 11-furlong trip in the graded stakes. He was 7-2 in that allowance race, tough field at Keeneland, in which he didn't start because the jock fell off. And last fall in the Sycamore Stakes, he was 2-1. That race won by Zulu Alpha, who opens at 4-1 here. Arkle was just a couple legs back. He's just as good as Zulu Alpha. And definitely, if somebody takes on Epical, Arklow could be closing fast for the win. Focus Group opens at 5-2 and may go lower given Chad Brown's his trainer, and he won the similar Pan American Stakes last time out at the end of March. He's 5-for-12. When he doesn't win, he's basically off the board, and his 0-for-4 record at Belmont with 1/3 is a little bit of a concern at low odds. He's not a great win bet, but he has to be considered for double exacta and trifecta tickets. Similarly, Zulu Alpha has turned into a marathon pro over the last 7 months, winning three graded stakes at distances ranging from this 11-furlong trip to a mile and a half. Although he made the lead and was outfinished, ending up third in the Elkhorn last month, he still ran his race. He can't be discounted. He opens at 4-1, which, believe it or not, is a little low considering how deep this field is. For exactas and trifectas, we'll also consider the filly Magic Wand, one of two from the strong Aidan O'Brien barn, the other Hunting Horn. Magic Wand, the filly, ran pretty well when 4th-of-14 last fall in her U.S. debut in the Breeders' Cup Filly Mare Turf. Then in January, taking on males in the Pegasus, she ran second behind Bricks and Mortar, who came back to win last weekend. She has no problem competing against males, and Jockey Lorden follows her from Europe. Channelmaker won a pair of graded stakes on the circuit last summer. He's definitely a high price, might improve off his 4th-place finish against Zulu Alpha last month. Coolin Rock, also at double digits, is worth looking at, trained by Mike Maker, the same as Zulu Alpha. It must be noted, since a claim by Maker last fall, Coolin Rock has run extremely well, for example, when beaten just a length at 44-1 in the Mac Yarmouth Stakes in March. Considering Maker's ability to turn these types of horses he claims into multiple winners at marathon distances, leaving Coolin Rock off exacta tickets here at double-digit odds could prove costly. Village King is one more at a high odds to consider for exotics. He isn't as fast early as Epical, in my opinion, but if he gets a stalking trip, it could be part of the exacta trifecta. And if he goes, Epical could sit second, considering he opens at 15-1 with Pletcher and Velasquez combining here. He's another to use. In the Man O' War Stakes, race 10 at Belmont, post 6:24 Eastern on Saturday, May 11th. The key bet is Epical to win at 2-1 or more, but we should also consider Arklow at 3-1 or more and use a dutching tool. And Wager has one for free to help you maximize your profit. The exacta, two exactas here, we're going to key on Epical and Arklow over everybody. Just hope one of the long shots comes in because they're both good prices. Play the opposite instead of a place bet. Going to play all over Epical and Arklow. And then optionally, because Focus Group has a shot, but he's going to be low odds, play Focus Group overall instead of a win bet. That covers the Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, May 11th. To get the blog version, the Key Races and Bets blog, the written version of this podcast, go to amwager.com, amwager.com. Click on Handicapping and LS Stars blog. While you're there, if you're not already signed up, sign up for an account. Legal in most states, about 38. Lots of tracks, lots of perks, great tools for the better, amwager.com. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you again next week, and good luck at the races.